That's the sound of the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra tuning up in the Orpheum Theater, a sound not heard since the end of the 2005 concert season. The 1920s concert hall in the heart of New Orleans' central business district was the orchestra's home since before it was the Louisiana Philharmonic. In 1991, the New Orleans Symphony Orchestra suffered financial collapse, and the players themselves reorganized and became the Louisiana Philharmonic. Several years later, the debts were paid, and the LPO is now the longest-running, self-owned and operated orchestra in the country. So when flooding damaged the Orpheum Theater in 2005, the musicians knew what to do. Jim Atwood is principal timpani of the LPO, Patty Adams, principal flute and piccolo.
I don't remember there ever being a time where we actually wondered whether or not the orchestra would come back. We just set about organizing immediately, trying to track everybody down, getting in touch with everybody, and making plans. How many people are going to be available? There was a lot of heavy lifting on the organizational side, but like I said, I don't remember there being any doubt at all.
We had already been nimble once, transitioning from being the New Orleans Symphony into being the LPO and being very nimble about finding places outside of the Orpheum at the very beginning, and then getting back into the Orpheum as the LPO. And so we had already done all of that once. And it's just simply a matter of when we're going to get back into the Orpheum.
Roland and Mary von Kernatowski are the Orpheum's new owners, working hands-on in the building's renovation and restoration. I met Mary von Kernatowski as work was underway. Wearing a white work shirt spattered with Orpheum blue and gold paint, she walked me through the building where the pride and excitement are palpable.
They redid all the plaster, they made molds and created new pieces where some was missing, and that was a truly laborious process. And, you know, even the light fixtures, these are all new light fixtures, but I was able to find some that are really very reminiscent of some of the original fixtures that were here in the building, and I was so happy to find those, and wasted no time finding out if they had 56 of them. Oh, the banquettes are here. So exciting. These are large upholstered seats. Wow, they look fantastic. I thought I was very nervous that we weren't going to get them in time, but wow.
Like the LPO, the Orpheum has had a few comebacks. It's been scheduled for demolition and then saved twice. It's almost 100 years old, but its design is even older. The musicians and the audience love the look, and especially the sound.
They started building this type of theater in, I think, the 1870s. And this one came along right when vaudeville was sort of losing its popularity. And so it managed to transform itself. It started doing other musical acts. And then it moved right into the theaters became places where they would show the movies as well. It's amazing because they didn't have amplification, but the way the theater is constructed, the sound is amazing. I mean, it's been compared to Carnegie Hall in here.
All those vaudeville houses were actually modeled on 19th century European opera houses. So the balconies are close to the stage. You really have the feeling that you're playing in a historic European theater. It very much looks like that. And I think it feels that way in the audience, too. It's impossible to be in there and not appreciate the historic aspect of the building. It's a sort of building that hasn't been built for, 100 years. And the acoustics are great. They're sort of spooky great. Acoustics is still sort of a dark art. I don't know anything about the history of the acoustics or the design of the building. All I know is they got it right. From the second balcony, you can hear people turning pages on stage. It's that great.
The whole building is constructed with sound in mind and the listening experience. I mean, there are very few, a lot of the ceilings are curved, a lot of curves in the building. A few flat spaces, but not too many.
It's just a remarkable space, so intimate, and you feel like you're creating something together with the audience. It's not just us at a far remove playing out into the dark.
That sense of togetherness never went away, even during the LPO's 10 years away from the Orpheum.
That very first concert, we, of course, didn't know if people would come or how they would feel but it was packed with people, and I think many of them were just seeing each other for the first time.
As the ovation was dying down in the hall, somebody in the very back of the hall yelled out,
"Thank you!" That meant a lot to the orchestra because, you know, fully a third of the orchestra had lost everything. And it was really very emotional for us all to be together finally back home, regardless of what stage we were on. And then that commitment from the community meant a lot to us.
The amazing and gratifying thing to me was that people found us. No matter where you were, they came out.
All those venues were learning experiences for all of us because we were so spoiled by the Orpheum, the acoustics in the Orpheum. The way they're renovating it is turning it into the real jewel that it is, visually and orally. Everything is being done by hand, and you can see when you go up to all of the ornamented places how beautifully it's being done.
I guess the first and biggest thing is the movable floor that can lower and raise. We've added provisions to have amplified music, provisions for people to be able to show movies and films, a full kitchen. We now have 6 bars. We've made some suite areas, 4 ladies' rooms and 4 men's rooms. Of course, it's all new air conditioning, new sound and lights, and I don't know, you lose track after a while. But it's been, a lot has happened, but there've been a lot of improvements. But I think that, you know, the people who really originally worked on it from 1918 to 1921 would still be pleased when they come in. I think that all of the things that people really loved about the Orpheum, I think that we've gone to great lengths to try to make sure that that's still here. New Orleanians are very possessive about their landmarks and their buildings, and we were very much aware of that as we went through this process, and it's going to be good. I think so. There's been a great response from the people that have come in, and the LPO members who have come in have been really pleased. One of the things that really dictated the schedule and the progress of construction was the fact that, you know, the LPO wanted to be in for the start of their season, and we wanted them to be in for the start of their season.
On September 17th, the lyre-handled doors will open. The audience will stroll in between marble floors and burned brass chandeliers, and the Louisiana Philharmonic will play again at home. For WWNO, I'm Farrar Hudkins.